Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen from all over the world. It is your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope everybody had a great old weekend. We have entered the last day of February. Can you believe it? It's the 29th, yes indeed, of February 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way in around 5 minutes. Well, if it just wasn't getting hard enough to be a BlackBerry user, here's yet another one. Are you a big WhatsApp user? Well, if you are, you're not going to be using it anymore in your BlackBerry or even a Nokia phone. Yes, that's right. WhatsApp will cease to support a number of operating systems by the end of this year. So, if you're operating a BlackBerry, and this is including a BlackBerry 10, ain't no more. Also, if you got a Nokia, say, S40, a Nokia Symbian S60, by the end of the year, no more whattons for you. Well, no, though, we can't just single out those phones. No, Android 2.1 and 2.2, along with Windows 7.1, will also no longer be supported. So if you're a BlackBerry user, I'm terribly sorry. If you're still using all those other phones I mentioned to you, for God's sake, please upgrade. Well, it seems the United States and the European Union have been looking out for our privacy over the weekend. Yeah, take this with a pinch of salt. They say they're going to set limits on the use of data collected in bulk about European citizens after a new information sharing pact was agreed, this month. This is all according to Reuters, who obtained these documents. The documents went on to say that it's preventing indiscriminate and arbitrary use. That was the key condition of the new privacy shield framework that enables firms to easily transfer personal data to the United States. It must be said, though, that both EU and U.S. businesses had lobbied hard to avoid transatlantic data flows being restricted after Safe Harbor was struck down by the EU court. So what, in fact, did the EU court stop? Well, the key companies that collect personal information about you and me, yeah, they can't serve up that information for, targeted ads on Facebook or even Google. The U.S. government declined to comment on the documents that went public. Of course, why would they? The European Commission, however, will publish the text of the agreement, as well as letters today, so look out for that. Now I'm going to take you back to a bit of old Nintendo school here. And for those of you who may or may not remember this, you remember the Nintendo Glove? Oh yeah. That futuristic thing? Well, it looks like Sony, they're going to try their hand at this. No pun intended. Yeah, that's right. Sony has filed a patent for a power glove-like controller. Now in the filings, it describes the system as a trackable object that is configured to be illuminated during interactivity, with, as it states here, at least one internal sensor for generating internal sensor data. Yeah, it sounds a lot like the PS3's motion controller, doesn't it? Yeah, it does to me too. Now, of course, this is just a patent, so we have no idea if there's actually going to be a thing coming out from Sony anytime soon, or if we'll actually ever see it. But one has to wonder, with all the hoopla going around with VR technology, this glove, yeah, would tie into that quite well now, wouldn't it? Might not be as long as we think it will be. On to some Apple news that came out over the weekend. We got a little bit more details about this iPhone smaller 4-inch thing that's coming out. Supposedly saying that it will now have a 12-megapixel camera and will cost you around $400 to $500 unlocked. We're also hearing that it will have an A49 chip and NFC for Apple Pay. One thing that's been overly speculated about, that it will be like a smaller iPhone 6. Well, that doesn't seem to be the case now. We're looking at form factors that are similar to an iPhone 5S. Yeah, so one has to wonder, what the hell's the point of this phone then if we already had a 5S? Just keep throwing out the 5S and putting new internals in it. Also, other things that hit the Apple rumor wagon over the weekend was, of course, the event itself. We've all heard in, March 15th. That's when is coming out. No, hold on. Seems that Apple's media event will now be held the week of March 21st. So those of you that already had your plane tickets together for March 15th, yeah, see if you can get a refund on those. And according to BuzzFeed, it will be held likely at Apple's town hall in Cupertino. Funny enough, though, the event actually will be held one day before Apple's scheduled to be in court with the standoff with the FBI. And finally, computers. Yes, we need them. We crave them. We love them. And they need to get faster and faster. And unfortunately, with that being said, the more power they use. But how about if you could just give your computer, say, I don't know, an energy bar or a power bar? Wouldn't that be cool? Well, in a roundabout way, that's what these researchers have kind of done. A group of university researchers have teamed up with a protein-powered biocomputer. Yes, you heard me correctly. Now, really, what they're saying about these protein-powered computers is the mathematical optimization. Yes, they can actually do it a lot quicker than our traditional computers. Biocomputers don't work in sequence. They actually operate in parallel. That leads to a lot faster problem solving, and also energy efficiency. The researchers said that the biocomputer actually required less than 1% of power, as a traditional transistor does, to do one calculation step. So is this like giving your computer an energy bar? Well, no, not really. But it definitely could be a step into the future of just how our computers will function in the future, or when they turn on us, one or the other. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com is the destination for all the BTN shows. Get on over there, check them out, and get subscribed to each and every one of them. You can follow British Tech on Twitter as well, at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, the BTN Slack room for the British Tech community, BritishTech.slack.com. As for the news show, we'll be back tomorrow with your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up in the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, do your best to have a good old Monday. And thank you very much for listening.